Good morning, I'm Steve Goss on 90.1 WABE. Welcome to Friday, and welcome Mara Davis back in studio to plug this weekend's hottest shows in Atlanta with Mara's Music Mix. Lovely to see you again,
Mara. And great to see you too, Steve. Always fun to come in and talk music with you because there's so much going on this weekend. Let's start in Little Five Points at a venue called Isle 5. Now, we like to bring artists to your attention that may surprise you. And I want to give you a heads up about Bayonne, who is also known as Roger Sellers. So he's kind of a DJ, he's kind of a musician, he's super hip, he's from Austin. And I've heard that he'll show up with a DJ kit and people don't know what to expect, that he gets out there and he is absolutely phenomenal, like earth-shatteringly good and unique.
He's on a triple bill with Nibody and Daedalus. Their real names I forget, and also 10th Letter Ensemble, which is really Jeremy Johnson, sort of a jazz fusion. Should be a really interesting show.
I love the way you say jazz fusion.
Well, I don't emphasize the jazz. How about the fusion?
Well, this will certainly be a good night for glow sticks. So head over to Isle 5 and check out the headliner, Bayonne.
$3 general admission. $3, that's all it is.
Totally down. We talked about this artist before, and they come to the Variety Playhouse pretty regularly. But if you do like jam band, then we would recommend Railroad Earth. They've actually been on the road with Warren Haynes, so they've been keeping it loud, keeping it jammy, and another good night for Little Five Points. Big music night.
I like these guys. I hadn't really listened to them until you told me about them, and their songs are... I find them infectious. I start listening. I think I can't stop listening to the song, even though I've never heard it before. They've got a really nice sound.
That's big for you.
It is, yeah, because, you know.
I know what a stickler you are.
Right. You develop your musical taste when you're in your 20s, and I'm a little beyond that now.
So just a little.
For me to find something new that I like, it's kind of difficult.
That's Railroad Earth at the Variety Playhouse on Friday night.
There's a raw country singer from Kentucky who is the real deal, in my opinion. And he and I have the same birthday, although he's a little younger than I am. But I'm talking about Chris Knight. He's played Atlanta a couple times before. We've mentioned him.
How do you know this? Did you research this? Do you look at celebrity birthdays and your birthday to try and see?
I have an app on my phone that tells me, you know, whenever we get close to June 24th, it just knocks it up and says, oh, by the way, you have the same birthday as this person or that person.
Well, I'm so glad you two share a birthday. That means Chris Knight must be a really cool guy. And I'm going to say this for several reasons, not because you just share a birthday. A guy from Kentucky, very inspired by Steve Earle. As a matter of fact, he heard Steve Earle and decided, this is what I want to do. And in a way, I think he kind of sounds like him. He hasn't had much new material, but he did come out with Little Victories in 2012. But here's the thing that I'd like, is a guy with a big sense of humor. He was asked in an interview recently, is there someone you wish would record one of your songs? And I don't know whether to like this or hate this, but he said, yes, Justin Bieber.
I hear they're bringing a few bucks of these things and looking better all the time.
Well, maybe he meant that Justin Bieber needs to step out of the box.
I guess so, but I just like that he has a sense of humor and definitely brings that to the stage. So I would recommend this show. That's Chris Knight at Terminal West tonight. I really like this next group. I think they are super fun. I think they definitely have a shot at being big on the pop circuit, and they're called Rebel and Romance. They're playing the Earl. Now, the lead singer, Saxony Rain, her voice reminds me a little bit of Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries. She's got that, I'm not even going to try and do it.
No one's got it.
She's got one of those voices that's very, very unique, and it stands out. They've worked with Jan Smith, who's worked with so many different people, the great singing coach that's here locally. They call her Mama Jan. And so I think this is a group to really watch. And actually, this event is to help the Ignite the 4040 project, and it's an initiative that brings together people to accomplish 40 community service projects in the Atlanta area for 40 days. That's Rebel and Romance at the Earl tonight.
Saturday night, center stage, Waka Flocka Flame is in town, who originally was called Waka Waka by Gucci Mane.
I just want to hear you say Waka Flocka Flame. I picked this just to get Steve Goss to say Waka Flocka Flame.
Want to hear it again?
Yes.
Okay, you'll have to wait on that one. When he comes back to town, I'll do it again.
All right. So actually, he's, you know, a premier hip-hop star from Atlanta. And two funny things about Waka Flocka. I saw him in the airport.
Easy for you to say.
Well, no, I saw Waka Flocka at the airport a few weeks ago. And he couldn't have been nicer. He was posing with fans.
His songs tend to be a bit on the angry side. For my taste, but
just a little. But can you say the artist's name and where he will be playing and when?
Yeah, that's Waka Flocka Flame. You tricked me. His real name is Joaquin James Malfers. He'll be at Center Stage.
Real name, you love that.
Yep, Saturday night.
So, Steve, you're gonna love this because this is one fine lady who's coming to town. Grace Potter, not only is she one of the most talented musicians and plays so many different instruments, but she's like supermodel gorgeous. She's going to be playing the Tabernacle on Saturday night. Now, it used to be Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, but now she's sort of focused more on a solo thing. But don't worry, you're still going to hear, you know, Ooh La La, Paris, and all the songs that you love. And she's got a busy one because she's going to go from the Tabernacle Saturday night to 38 Festival Sunday. But Grace Potter is, if you haven't seen her before, I worked with her. We did something with Dave at Dave FM with her. She is so phenomenal live. You just can't even believe how terrific she is. And she's from Vermont, so Bernie Sanders, Grace Potter.
She played a couple concerts with the Rolling Stones back in the spring.
Of course she did.
Yeah, and she'll be in Athens at Georgia Theater on the 26th of January.
That is,
so
like,
she's all over the place.
A big, she is, and that is really something that she's known for, is aggressive touring, because it's very hard to, you know, get noticed otherwise. And she's been doing that for a long time. I'm a huge fan. I think you're going to love the show.
If you're not familiar with Grace Potter and the Nocturnals music, Mike can cue up their cover of White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. Really nice.
You know you're going to fall. Tell them our hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call.
Something sweet. That's Grace Potter at the Tabernacle on Saturday night. So we're going to move from downtown to Decatur over to Eddie's Attic, and Toby Lightman will be coming. Now, Toby just had a holiday album come out. So now that the holidays are done, we can get back to some of the classics. You remember the song Devils and Angels, which is a great one. She covered Mary J. Blige's Real Love, which was great. So she's a little country, little rock. Would be a really special to see her in a small venue like Eddie's.
Somewhere you don't belong. One of your friends made just a little slip.
That's Toby Lightman at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night.
Oh, there's one more artist we have to mention.
I mean,
it's not on the weekend, but you know, I mean, why not?
Well, Madonna's rolling through town.
Yeah, Madonna.
So you know my musical tastes. You know, mm-hmm. I love Jason Isbell and I love Madonna because it makes so much sense. Madonna will be supporting her Rebel Heart album. Her song that I love off this record, to me, sounds like an updated Express Yourself. The song Living for Love is like the old classic Madonna.
Living for love, I'm gonna carry on. Living for love.
One thing you have to know is that she definitely plays a lot of the new songs, so it won't be a greatest hit show.
Rolling Stone listed her album Rebel Heart number 2, best album in 2015.
Really?
Yep.
Really? All right, and that's interesting. Yeah. Okay, I can't wait for that show, though. Anything time Madge is in town, I must be there.
She was at Phillips Arena back in November 2012, and I just thought, well, let me look up that show. 13,000 people attended, sold out. She grossed $2.3 million.
Of course she did. She's Madonna. That's Madonna at Phillips Arena on Wednesday night.
But I'm not dwelling on this crazy